Got to get to WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson coming in with some great news. Still work to be done, but great news from the American Cancer Society today. Lloyd?
Good afternoon, Guy. A new report from the American Cancer Society shows the rate of people dying from cancer in the United States has continuously declined over the past 30 years. The U.S. cancer death rate has fallen 33% since 1991, which corresponds to an estimated 3.8 million deaths averted. The report published today says the rate of lives lost to cancer continued to shrink in the most recent year for which data is available. That's between the years of 2019 and 2020. Dr. Joseph Uberis is the CEO of the Carmanis Cancer Institute, which is now part of McLaren Healthcare. He explains what has attributed to the cancer death rate decline.
Number one, just the process of stopping smoking has a tremendous effect on decreasing the rates of lung cancer and decreasing the causes of death from lung cancer. The other thing that can be done is that there are certain vaccines that are now available for certain types of cancer. As an example, there's a vaccine for cervical cancer, for a virus that causes cervical cancer called HPV. And by getting that vaccine, we can decrease the amount of cervical cancer in women who may have the virus causing the cancer. And the third thing that has really helped, I think, decrease the mortality rate from cancer is that we have many great and newer therapies that are currently available that really are very effective at slowing the growth of some cancers and sometimes curing patients of their cancer.
And when it comes to prostate cancer, though, the report shows an increase in diagnosis due to the decline in the use of a controversial test for prostate cancer, which likely led to more men getting diagnosed at later stages. The report says black men may benefit more from PSA screening as prostate cancer mortality rates are 2 to 4 times higher for black men compared with those in other groups. Guy?
Yeah, you can't underestimate how much this has changed things. The fact that we are finding ways not to kill ourselves, Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Still a lot of work to do, obviously. And you and I both know we each have lost far too many friends to this over the years. But we will welcome those changes. Great news from the American Cancer Society. Thank you very much, Lloyd.
Thank you, Guy.
We'll be back with more of your calls at 1-800-859-0957. We're going to try to get those in. But in the meantime, mortgage rates. I'm sure you heard today that the CPI came in. It came in at 6.5%, significantly down. There's a lot of good news there. But likely, the Federal Reserve will still be raising interest rates in the future. We're going to take a look at what those increases in mortgage rates have done to home prices and how it has dramatically changed the real estate market here in the Metro Detroit region. That's next.